This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 18 people in the last 24 hours, including 8 children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The civil defense, first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government, said 3 children and their mother were killed in an airstrike late Monday in a neighborhood of Gaza City. It said 3 other people were missing after that strike. Another strike late Monday hit a building in downtown Gaza City, killing a child, 3 women, and a man, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. In southern Gaza, a strike on a home early Tuesday killed 5 people, including a man, his 3 children as young as 3 years old, and a woman, according to a casualty list provided by Nasser Hospital and Khan Yunis, where the bodies were taken. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Israeli military said its forces rescued an Israeli hostage in southern Gaza Tuesday after what it called a complex operation. At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer provided details of the rescue.
The IDF and ISA rescued the hostage, Kiad Farhan Al-Kadi, age 52, from Rahat, an Israeli Bedouin Muslim citizen of Israel. Kiad Farhan Al-Kadi was rescued by our elite forces in a complex operation in the southern Gaza Strip.
Al-Kadi is a resident of Rahat, a predominantly Arab town, and was working as a guard at a warehouse in southern Israel when he was seized by militants on October 7th. The UN Nuclear Agency Chief Rafael Grossi said after visiting Russia's Kursk nuclear power plant Tuesday that there was a risk of nuclear accident and the situation was serious. Grossi told reporters the danger or possibility of a nuclear accident has emerged near here, referring to the fact that fighting is taking place in the surrounding Kursk region. This is VOA News. UN agencies Tuesday raised the alarm about the spread of mpox in the Democratic Republic of Congo's refugee camps, where people are more susceptible to infections because of depleted immune systems and cramped living conditions. More than 7 million people are uprooted across Congo, which is one of the highest displacement levels in the world, including those fleeing internal conflicts and disasters and arriving from Rwanda, Burundi, and South Sudan. The UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, said that some 42 suspected mpox cases have so far been reported in refugee camps and transit centers in South Kivu, eastern Congo, where there are nearly 2 million people internally displaced. At a Geneva news briefing Tuesday, World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris said the situation is ideal for spreading disease.
The conditions under which people are living and have arrived in very, already very stressed, hungry, terrified, displaced, there's an immunological weakness which makes them more likely to become more ill with anything they get, including mpox.
Mpox, which causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions, is sexually transmitted but can also spread through close contact with an infected person. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Tuesday it would take a long time to rebuild Britain and rid it of the rot he inherited from the previous Conservative government, warning things will get worse before they get better. In a speech given in the Rose Garden of No. 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's official residence, Starmer, elected in a July landslide victory, has vowed to rebuild the fabric of British society, saying this month's anti-migrant riots, which he blamed on far-right thuggery, driven in part by misinformation on social media, reflected the divisions that have built up during the Conservative Party's 14 years in power.
But these riots didn't happen in a vacuum. They exposed the state of our country, revealed a deeply unhealthy society, the cracks in our foundations laid bare, weakened by a decade of division and decline.
Singer Mariah Carey reports she has lost both her sister and her mother, with both dying on the same day. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zoraletta reports.
Mariah Carey says in a statement her heart is broken that she lost her mother Patricia this past weekend, and she feels blessed that she spent the last week with her. Carey says in a tragic turn of events, her sister Allison died on the same day. Carey did not give details on the deaths, but the Times Union reports Allison died of complications with her organ function and had been in hospice. Carey's relationships with her mother and her sister have been complicated. She was largely estranged from her sister, but maintained contact with her mother. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.